Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and this is your host, Billy Crocker. And today we're going to be talking about desire always wins. Desire always wins. We'll be coming to you out of the book of Acts, is where we'll be discussing, Acts chapter 17. And before we get started, I just want to make a couple honorable mentions. First of all, I just want to share we've got a website up and running for our nutritional business. It's called sparkedup247.com. Once again, that's sparkedup247.com. My wife and I have recently started a nutritional business through Advocare. Advocare is a great product. We believe that we can stand behind it. If you'd be interested in learning more, just go to that website and you can find out more information. Once again, it's sparkedup247.com. All right, let's get started. So first of all, I just want to also let you know about some things that are coming down the pipe on Real American Man that I am extremely excited about. One of the things that I'm trying to accomplish, which I mentioned earlier in the week on my reply to the Presidential Weekly Address, was trying to reach out to community leaders in Camden, New Jersey. You may be aware of the situation in Camden. Camden, New Jersey has had the highest crime rate in the country for years. And despite the fact that Camden, New Jersey is only about 70-something thousand people strong, they have had the highest crime rate, which I suppose the population doesn't matter because it's a percentage-based and they take into account the population. But even so, in a smaller community like that, certainly not small town, definitely still a city, but it's not a metropolis, although it is right outside of Philadelphia, so that's part of the problem, I think. But nevertheless, we are trying to reach out to the local leaders there. And today, I had to kind of do a runaround with the NAACP, both at the national level and at the state level and at the local level. According to the NAACP website, there is a local office in Camden, New Jersey. I called the phone number listed there, and it didn't get me anywhere. It didn't give me a voicemail. It rang a couple times, and it basically just pretty much acted like that the phone number didn't exist or that it was not connected to an actual person. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We are now back on air. We had a little bit of technical difficulty again. We're having quite a bit of rain down here in Texas, and I think it's causing some problems with the internet. But we're going to try to make it through this 15-minute show, and hopefully we don't have to reconnect too many times. Okay, so going back to what I was talking about, Camden, New Jersey, and I'm currently trying to get in touch. Well, I've already gotten in touch with their press office. And so I have an email sent out, spoke with several people on the phone, and I'm hoping to at least get an email reply to several questions I have about the community policing effort there in Camden, New Jersey. And also, I am hoping to get someone from the local NAACP office in Camden, New Jersey on the phone. I was very excited to be able to actually get a hold of somebody that could give me a little bit of direction. And so, like I say, I have emailed out to NAACP, their press office, and they have that email, and hopefully I'll be hearing back from them soon. The goal for me is to have them on the show come next Monday night at 8 o'clock. Now, if we can't do that, then we can't do that, but I at least hope that maybe I'll have an email return to answer some of my questions. And so I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we can get some answers on what's going on up there in Camden, New Jersey. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Before we do, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you now, Lord, and I ask that you just continue to watch over us and protect us, as I know that you always do, Lord. You're always looking out for us. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for everything you do for us, God. We just ask now that you just would bring peace to this world, to this country. Lord, we ask that that those that do not know you would know you, that those that know you would act more like you. Lord, I pray that we would continue to grow in our faith and our walk with you, Lord. May we become Christians that are full of character, a character that's honorable, character that has a moral fiber to it. And Lord, may we have the intestinal fortitude to continue about each and every day, Lord, to be patriots in our country, to stand for what's right, to stand for freedom, to stand for our abilities, Lord, that we would be able to exercise the things that that you've blessed us with, the gifts that you've given us, Lord. May we continue to use those to honor and glorify you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so like I said, we're going to be going out of Acts 17. And I want to tell you, this is due in part what really inspired me to talk about this, desire always wins, and to go here in this scripture and to talk about the influence that we're having in the world around us, not just in our homes with our families, our wives and our children, but in the workplace, in our churches, and in the community around us. And certainly with things like Facebook and Twitter and the ways that and Blog Talk Radio and the ways that we're able to influence others, like we never have been able to before, you play an integral role in the message that's being delivered to those around us. And that's both believers and unbelievers, Christians and non-Christians, all those that are out there. They're hearing you. They're listening. I know that I have listeners on this show, and maybe it's just one person refreshing the button 250 times, and that's perfectly okay. I hope that you're getting something out of it, or it may be 250 individual people. But either way, whether it's one or 250 or 250,000, I hope that I'm making a difference in someone's life. So, like I said, Acts 17, what I wanted to share with you is that what inspired me on this scripture, we went over it this weekend in our growth group at the church that my wife and I attend. And Lee Ford was the gentleman who, him and also Brian Vesey, both of those gentlemen were integral in helping me out with this. They don't know it, but they were. And we talked about Acts 17, and there was a scripture that we read in Acts chapter 17. And I want to read it for you now. Acts chapter 17, and we'll be in verse 6. And it says, "And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, 'These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. And Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus.' And the people in the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things, and when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go." You see, Paul and Silas were in Thessalonica, and while they were there, they were causing quite an uproar. And I love there in verse 6, where it says, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also." I've heard it said before by many different people, so I don't think there's a copyright on this phrase, but that you should live your life in such a way that whenever you get up in the morning, that Satan knows it. And I've heard it said in many different versions of that, but that's the gist of what's being said, that Satan is aware of whenever you wake up in the morning, not because he's got your number and he knows that you're going to be working for him today, but because he knows, uh-oh, he or she is up, and I better pay attention because he's going to cause some problems. Turning the world upside down. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Turning the world upside down. That's what we should be doing as believers. You see, during this time, Jesus was kind of a new picture on the forefront of these people's minds in Thessalonica and Rome and the Caesars all around and everybody that was paying attention in that time of the world. If there would have been a Facebook, it would have been the trend, or a Twitter, it would have been trending on Twitter, trending on Facebook. Jesus Christ is King. He's risen from the dead. Yes, he has. And so this concerned a lot of people, but Paul, Silas, and several others, Timothy, there's a lot of men during this time and women who were going around and sharing the message of Christ and who were influential in bringing about the spread of the gospel. And whenever you see this going on, you really hear it in the voice of the people, of those that are in the leadership in these communities, when they say, "These men have turned the world upside down, and they have come here also." There's a concern mentioned there. They've turned the world upside down, and they have come here also. If they've turned the world upside down, what are they going to do in little old Thessalonica? What are they going to do here? Not to say that Thessalonica was little, but if they've managed to turn the world as we know it upside down, what are they going to do here? Brothers and sisters, I got to tell you that I want to live my life in such a way that whenever I walk into a place, whenever I go somewhere, whenever I do something, that I want it to be known that I'm there to bring the message of Christ. I want it to be known that I'm there to spread the gospel, to spread love. And that's what we need to be about. That's what we need to be sharing. But these men, it says they've turned the world upside down. Praise the Lord. You know, it's certainly important for us today to understand that in a politically correct world that we live in, that we need to make sure that we have a motive every single day. If we wake up in the morning and we don't have a mission, if we wake up in the morning and we don't have a plan, a goal, when it comes to what we're doing with our lives, then guess what? You've made your plan, you've made your goal, you've made your motivation to be nothing. But you see, we were created to be more than that. We were created to be bigger than what lies before us. Each and every day is going to bring its fair set of challenges. But we have to be able to overcome those things. We've got to be able to look at it, and we've got to say, look at this. Look at old Paul and Silas turning the world upside down. Just a couple men on a mission, and they're turning the world upside down. You can do that too. You can turn the world upside down as well. But let's turn it upside down for a good cause, for a good reason. Because we can certainly go about our day and we can bring havoc to everything around us. We can complain, we can gripe, we can whine and sap and all that all day long. Or we can make a purpose to bring about positivity, to bring about a benefit. You know, I want to get this Camden, New Jersey people on the radio show not to bring about controversy, but to bring about peace. You see, there still seems to be a problem. Even though the crime rate is lowering, community leaders in Camden, New Jersey are continuing to state that things aren't so well, that the statistics are not fully true, that they're not given the whole picture. So I want to try to figure out what that whole picture is. We need to know the whole picture. Now, if we're just sitting here just complaining to complain because it's not perfect, well, then we've got the wrong thing in mind, because perfection was ruined whenever the fall of man happened. The only thing that we have perfect in our lives now is Jesus Christ. And the only thing that we can look forward to have perfection in is our ultimate ending on this world and being able to be glorified or glorifying the Lord through our body, through our resurrected bodies on the last day. And that will certainly be a sight to see. So, once again, a desire always wins. Now, I hadn't really made that point yet, but what I want to say about that is Paul and Silas, they faced a lot of odds. You know, we read how Paul and Silas, and we've only got a little under 90 seconds left on the show, so I've got to wrap this up. But we read about Paul and Silas and other men who were persecuted for the gospel, and there's been thousands and thousands of men and women who have been persecuted since that time for sharing Christ, and it still goes on today. And you know, when we look at across the country or across the world, and we go across the ocean there, and we go and see where ISIS is hanging out and what they're doing, and they're persecuting and crucifying, maybe not crucifying, but they're persecuting Christians and killing them for their beliefs. Paul and Silas were facing a lot of odds, but they did not give up. They did not stop their mission. They did not give up on what God had called them to do. So I just want to leave you with that. Let's not give up on what God has called us to do. Desire always wins. Your greatest desire will always win out. You're listening to The Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Billy Crocker.